This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It was only a little while ago that we were saying, Tozzy Rose is in next week to talk about movies, and he's turning up today, which is great. It's great to see you.
Oh, thank you. Nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have seen any movies this early in the year, could you?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I mean, you have like the whole Christmas thing, and then Christmas finishes, and it goes into New Year, and there's that whole week when you don't know what to do with yourself. Go to the cinema.
And that's what you did.
That's what I've done. So, that's what I've done.
I wonder if it's the same film that Joe wants to go and see that you're going to talk about. What movies are we talking about?
Was that film Assassin's Creed by any chance?
Well, you didn't mention that one just now, but what...
Was it Assassin's Creed, Joe?
It wasn't.
Which one were we talking
about? Not the one you mentioned. You mentioned... What was the film you said you wanted to go and see at the cinema?
Oh, there's like La La Land and...
Oh, yeah, La La Land, yeah. La La Land, that's coming out... it's coming out this week, I think, actually. I think it's coming out tomorrow.
So you haven't seen it yet?
Haven't seen it yet, but do want to see that because that's been... I've been hearing about that film for about 6 months. It's just been, like, being talked about on the festival circuit and everything, and now it's, like, sweeping up all the awards and all that, so that's looking quite good. But the films I have seen...
All right.
The films I have seen are A Monster Calls and Assassin's Creed. One of these films is good, one of these films is not.
All right, okay, we're going to find out which one gets a 1 out of 5.
We already know. let's start off with A Monster Calls. Now, this is a lovely film. Can you guess which film I liked? But
narrows it down a bit.
A Monster Calls is actually a very it's a lovely, lovely film on quite sort of like dark subject matter, because it's based on a book called A Monster Calls, written by a guy called Patrick Ness. But the original idea was from an author called Siobhan. I can't remember her last name. I think it wasn't Hayes, but some. And it was, she came up with this idea when she was actually undergoing treatment for cancer, for terminal cancer. The cancer eventually killed her, and the idea was handed over to this guy Patrick Ness, and he wrote this book. And it's all about this boy, and this boy is he's like a single child. He's an only child, has a single mum, but she's dying from an illness, and it's all about how he's trying to deal with this illness that she's dying with and all that kind of stuff. And but it goes into a fantastical realm, because there's this tree that he can see from the window in a churchyard, and one night the tree comes alive, and this tree monster sort of comes alive and comes to him and goes, all right, cool, I'm going to tell you three stories, and at the end you're going to tell me a story, and that story is going to be the truth. And it's all about how this boy is dealing with his, because he has this recurring dream about his mum falling down a chasm, and how he can't quite save her, and he can't quite save his mum. And it's all about, okay, his mum is dying from this disease. How is he dealing with it? What actually happens? What goes on? And then this monster shows up to help him, or that's what the monster claims, to help him deal with it. So it's kind of fantastical. I guess because it's based on a book, it feels like you're watching a storybook. It feels like you're watching a storybook, and it is such a heart-wrenching film when you watch the film. I think this is the kind of film if you're inclined to, it will have you in floods of tears. So it's a kind of film that, if, I'm not sure whether people still do this, you let me know, Joe, but you know when you were younger and people wanted to take a girl to a cinema and wanted to have a film that would make her think that you were sensitive because she'll be in tears, and then you could put the arm around her shoulder and be like, oh dear, dear, dear. This film would totally do that, because they'll be in floods of tears. It's a great film, great performances, especially by the kid, a guy called Lewis McDougall, who is so convincing. Sometimes you see child actors and you think, oh my God, okay, obviously get them off the screen and let the older people do. But this guy carries the film, especially because he spends a lot of the film acting opposite a tree that is played by Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson's voice, everybody knows he has that growly voice, especially because people, when you think about the Taken movies, and you think about, I will find you, and I will kill you, that kind of thing.
You're scary, aren't you?
Now, imagine that voice, it sounds like it's given a little bit more bass, and attached to, like, you know, some building tall tree monster. It's a great film, I think. I would recommend it to anybody, and I'm trying not to say too much about it because I don't want to spoil anything about what happens or how the thing unfolds and all that. But it's such a heart-wrenching film, and it's one of these films where it doesn't feel as if it's trying to dupe you into feeling something, or it's trying to exploit your emotions. It's just telling a story of what it really is like to have a sick family member, and how do you deal with that? Especially when you're a young kid of 12 years old or something like that.
Mm.
How do you deal with that? And yeah, and
you sold me. You sold me.
No, no, honestly,
yeah, I'm sold. I wasn't too interested, but now I am.
No, no, honestly, a Monster Calls. I would recommend it. It doesn't feel exploitative. It just feels like it's one of those rare films that has captured the emotion of what this must be like. And if you've ever been in that situation, I think there'll probably be a lot to recognize or to identify with.
You read my mind. How many out of five?
Four out of five. Right,
four out of five. Yeah. Can I ask you a favour? Will you record a message from a mobile phone?
Yeah, sure.
You know, so if you don't need to call me, I will find you.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
That was good. I'm impressed. I'm scared as well.
All right, what's the second film that you didn't like then?
The second film, what did you think I didn't like the film?
Well, I have no idea why we don't think you like that film.
Okay, this is Assassin's Creed. And Assassin's Creed is a video game movie, so it's based on a video game of the same name, or a series of video games of the same name, Assassin's Creed. And,
speechless.
The thing is, there's this thing, it's kind of like everybody says it, it's become a joke almost. It's kind of like the widely held wisdom is that there has never been a good movie adapted from a video game. And I had high hopes that this film would be the one to change it, because the game itself, I mean, like Joe, we was talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, the game itself is very cinematic. The game itself, I mean, I've only ever played the demo of the first game. And even there, I was thinking, oh my word, this actually looks like a film. You could see it because it's all set in, like, the, let me see, let me get this right, 15th century. So, like, it's all set in the 15th century. So you have, like, places like Constantinople and all this kind of stuff. And you have people jumping across all these rooftops and all. And it's, and the game looks right. It looks like this thing is ripe for a film adaptation. And so now they get this film adaptation. You have Michael Fassbender, great actor. Marion Cotillard, great actress. You have, like, Jeremy Irons in it. You have the good director, Justin Kurzel. And you think, okay, this is all up and it should work and all that kind of stuff. But it ends up just being boring fluff. The film, because it's kind of like the stuff that you would imagine that people will be coming to watch this for. Okay, Joe, you've played the Assassin's Creed games, right?
Yeah, I've played all of them.
What do you play the games for? What do you expect to see in the... when you play a game, what do you expect in an Assassin's Creed game?
Ridiculous fighting. You fight and you don't know how the guy blocks everything. That's pretty much the entirety of Assassin's Creed. It's fight scenes and some humor.
Okay, cool. So what do you expect to see when you go to watch a film?
A lot of fighting and some humour, and get rid of all the boring dialogue that everyone hates in the Assassin's Creed games.
Mm-hmm. And you see, now, it seems like they did the exact opposite of what you just said. they kind of went, right, what does everybody want to see? Fighting and humour. What are we going to do? No humour. They cut all the humour out of the film. This film is like, there isn't a joke in the entire film, and the fighting is pushed well into the background, because you have this whole, and the thing is, at the heart of it, you have this interesting concept of the Templars fighting against the Assassins, and they're fighting back and forth, and it's all about this whole thing of, and that's like an interesting thing to set up a little conflict around, but they get bogged down. And I feel like, so when I look at the caliber of the people who were in it, who are more dramatic than, let's say, action oriented, it's as if they say, oh, there's this central thing about free will, and these people who want to control people, and these people who want people to have free will, and then they get bogged down in the philosophical stuff, and there's just a lot of standing around in rooms talking about nothing and trying to explain, oh, this, and trying to explain why this is really, really important. And none of the stuff comes across as important. You end up having, like, the action, and you have all the parkour, free running scenes across the rooftops, which are cool, and there should have been more of that in the movie, because those are okay. But even though the action scenes are good, they're still not as good as, let's say, if you've seen Casino Royale. The sequence at the beginning of Casino Royale where James Bond is chasing this guy, and this guy's, you know, this parkour stuff.
Yeah.
That sequence is better than anything in Assassin's Creed.
Makes no sense, because that game is about parkour and violence.
I know. And it's in the action scenes, it's a bit hard to follow what's going on the thing is, at the center of Assassin's Creed is a very, very, very silly concept, which is that because of your blood, you can enter this machine and you can go back and you can live the life of an ancestor because you have the same blood. That's a very silly concept, and they just try and make it like all serious and oh my god and look at this and look what we're gonna do and we're gonna blah blah blah. But to quote my brother, and my brother, this is a man who, when we saw the second Matrix movie, I phoned him up and he was like, I was like, oh man, you know, there's this bit where that guy was talking and I didn't really understand what's going on. He was like, who cares? Did you see Neo flying? So this is a man who loves his action movies. And he sent me a text and he said, okay, Tosin, for your radio show, he was like, just know this, Assassin's Creed is pants. And then when I watched it and I was like, okay, I kind of see what you were on about. And then he goes, yeah, because I was just kind of like going, okay, what's going on here? Who's going, oh, it's ended. And I went and watching the film, it's like that. There's so much standing around, so much talking about stuff that you feel you're supposed to care about, but you just don't because they haven't done anything in it. The film is unfortunately not that good, which is a shame because I feel like if they cut out some of that rubbish around it, it could have actually been a good 90-minute film because the film's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is too long for that kind of thing. So Assassin's Creed, I'll give it 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5? That's got to be one of the lowest ever.
Yeah, it probably is.
Wow. So. I've got to say that they were both, those characters you just mentioned there, Marion...
Cotillard and...
The one that's supposedly having a fling with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, whatever, who
possibly,
cares?
Possibly, yeah. And the other bloke with
Michael Fassbender.
They were on Graham Norton last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think they spoke about this film, or they certainly didn't show a trailer, because I'm watching a trailer now, and I'm thinking, well... I don't really remember seeing that, and I don't think I was that... I do have a few sherbets when, late at night. I don't remember it. So maybe they skated over it. And
Well, Graham Norton tends not to talk about what people are there for anyway, so...
Well, generally, yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, but yeah, he tends not to talk about it, but I think... Because Michael Fassbender is also a producer on the film. He was really, really... He was like the driving force behind this film getting made. And I just... I'm just sad that they've kind of messed it up, and they do this whole thing that I think a couple of films have done this year, which is, well, first of all, I think they add too much story.
Mm.
This should not be like Micah. Do you know the film North by Northwest?
No.
Okay, it's a film that has Cary Grant on Mount Rushmore in some bits of it, and it has there's a bit where he's being chased by a plane that's like, you know, shooting him with a machine gun and all that. And I feel like this film could have been a bit like that. It could have been minimal story. Get moving, start running, action.
Is, and then, the plot to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, and then little by little, as you go along, you find out what's going on. That's what this one should have been. This one,
yeah, but definitely.
They add way too much story, and they also try and do like a come back for the sequel. What's going to happen next? And I,
not if it's got 2 out of 5 from you, I won't be watching the sequel. I won't be watching the first one either.
Exactly, I'm thinking that many people might not watch the first one, which means they might not make enough money to make a second one.
Probably. So hey, look, we've run right out of time.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Coming back next week.
Yes, I'll be back next week.
Okay, thank you, Tosin. www.vectisradio.com.